This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Got to hit the right points. Everything's cool. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. And truly, truly, truly be part of the conversation. The way you do that, you already know. I don't need to tell you, do I? Right? All you got to do is you got to get informed. Once you get informed, you take it from there and you can run with it. Really. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got a bunch, a bootload of stuff that I want to move through here with you. I'll do that. You know, I'll do that one close at the end. What can I tell you? It just never stops. I love some of the stories you guys are throwing at me. Because they're flying under the radar. You know, we kind of touched on this the other night, but if you go back and listen to some of my older shows and some of the doctors that we were talking to, every one of them said the same thing. What are you doing? The ventilators are killing these people, especially the older folks. And the reason behind it was that, let's think about this. If it's a virus that's in your lungs, the worst thing you could do to egg a virus on is put it in a hot, moist environment. And what do those ventilators do? They were hot, or warm, I should say, moist oxygen. Really. Now, Joe Rogan kind of brought this forward. The celebrated CEO of Tesla and the owner of social media platform X, Musk made a bold assertion. He suggested the bacterial lung infections in patients, especially the ones on ventilators, might have led to more deaths than COVID-19 virus itself. Now, during the conversation, He said 80% of the people they put on ventilators died. 80%. And matter of fact, I know people after the whole COVID thing hit and hit hard, died after they were put on ventilators. I'm sorry, but it's biology 101 last I checked. Rogan's reference was tracked back to data by Joseph Mercola, according to Epic Times. Now, according to the data, a staggering 76%, almost 77, of COVID-19 patients aged 18 to 65 in New York City who were administered ventilators did not survive. The percentage shot up to 97% when they got over 65. Are you hearing this? Oh, you got to trust the science, though. Got to trust the doctors. Doctors know what they're doing. They call it a practice for a reason. Not disparaging doctors by any stretch of the imagination. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. But give it some thought. When these doctors tell you certain things or they want to do certain things, you stop and say, why? What's going on? Really? Musk then chimed in with the revelation that he had actually been in touch with doctors from Wuhan, the epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak. He shared that the physicians admitted to an over-reliance on intubated ventilators. Now, again, basic science, not a big deal. He said, I actually posted about that because I called the doctors in Wuhan. He said, I asked, what are the biggest mistakes that we're making during the first wave, or that were made during the first wave? He went on to say those were early on, and they said, we put too many people on ventilators. Now, the doctors who knew what this was, either they literally wanted to kill you, or whatever. They had no clues of what they were doing. I'd rather believe they wanted to kill you and knew what they were doing. Only because I'd rather believe that they knew what they were doing, period, in any way. So they actually posted on Twitter at the time, he said, what I'm hearing from Wuhan is that they made a big mistake in putting people on incubators or ventilators, especially for an extended period, and that it actually was damaging lungs, not the COVID itself, but the incubators. Anyway, and people yelled at me and said, you're not a doctor. I'm like, yeah, but I do make spaceships with support systems. What do you do? And he's right. I mean, think about that. He does. So he has to use the scientists who know about the body enough to know how he has to put those support systems in those spaceships to keep them alive. Probably has a clue. Now, Elon Musk wrote back in April 2020, when I talked to the doctors in Wuhan, they recommended against invasive ventilators and in favor of non-invasive. Numbers I was told from Wuhan were 80% to 90% mortality rates for invasive ventilators. Those are not, according to him, good odds. And they aren't, if you think about it. If you think about what the doctors wrote, what they've told us over the years. He brought the attention to the New York study. And he said that, you know, ultimately it mirrored what Wuhan's outcomes were about. Look, people, go with your gut. Unless you perceive yourself to be someone of little information, of little education, of having no clue, yeah, then do what the doctor says. But other than that, think it through. Use your God-given ability to think. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. And it's very easy, I will tell you, to be part of the problem. You know it. By not being informed. Really that simple. Just by not being informed. All right, let's get back to it. He had Elon Musk a while back with Joe Rogan talking about how the biggest mistake we made was the incubating, if you would, you know, putting people on respirators. If you were over 65 and they put you on a respirator, you were 97% more likely to die from COVID-19. From the respirator, really, not from COVID-19. It's just amazing that there were a lot of people, right? All the mega morons, as they were called, the science deniers, who were sitting there going, no, we're not, we learned this, you know, in high school, for God's sakes. Overall, the researchers reported that 553 patients died, or 21% of the sample they did. And among the 12% of the very sick patients that needed ventilators to breathe, the death rate rose to 88%. Now, it was even worse for patients over 65 who were placed on a machine. And only 3% of those actually survived. Let that sink in. Now, 2 days after releasing the study, I wonder who pressured them, because they deleted, well, they cleaned it up and deleted the original one. Right? That's sad. That they're able to be pushed, coerced, and pull the truth down because they don't want to be chastised or what have you. It's just amazing. And again, this is, we can't come up with a Speaker of the House. We can't pass laws. There's so much we can't do because we've got a problem in the party, if you're part of the Republican Party. Yeah, you got it too in the Democrat Party too, but not to the same degree. Again, it's amazing these people can't sit back, put things through, and get things done. Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene, she put up a resolution to censure Rashida Tlaib. Now, the resolution accused Tlaib of being the most pro-terrorist, pro-Hamas, anti-Israel, anti-Semitic member of Congress. Now, it failed to pass with a vote of 222 to 186. Now, 22 Republicans sided with the Democrats to table the resolution, which means they can't even debate the matter any further. Representative Tim Walberg, Tom Massey, Kelly Armstrong, Max Miller, John Dwardy. I mean, some of these names, you go through these, you've got to scratch your head. Why would they vote against such a bill? Of all people, you think Chip Roy would be all over this, right? My guy in California, Tom McClintock. Then you got 12 of them who didn't vote at all. They're too busy, what? Suck it up to the Democrats? I mean, really, seriously. Now, Roy made a statement. He explained his decision, stating that, listen, Representative Rashida Tlaib has repeatedly made outrageous remarks towards Israel and the Jewish people. Her conduct is unbecoming of a member of Congress. It's certainly worthy of condemnation, if not censure. He said his concerns about the resolution language, particularly its use of the term insurrection. But, you know, again, he claimed it was deeply flawed. I don't know. Really, I don't know. But we have to start holding these people. We at least make them shake a little bit, for God's sakes. We don't even do that anymore. Just amazing. All right. I thought they'd get into this later on. Adam Schiff. The guy can't find the truth. I told you, if you put it in a bag, you mark the truth, you put it in his hands, he still won't know what to do with it. Now, he claims he's from California, but he spends like 98% of his time in D.C. or Maryland. Maryland may have to claim that they have the most amount of senators in the country. Christina Lehler revealed last month that Gavin Newsom's Senate replacement would not be seeking a full another term, not be running for a term in 24. Now, Butler replaced Dianne Feinstein. Her term ends in 2024, but she's not going to go for it again. Now, CNN's Andrew Kaminsky reported that his primary resident, Pencil Neck's primary resident, is a large 3,400-square-foot home based in Tony, Montgomery County. He maintains a little condo in Burbank, California. He's another primary resident likely to reduce his tax bill. It's questionable whether he even goes there. Now, look, there's a thing. So if the man actually lives in California, right? I mean, why doesn't he have a bigger house here? He's got a little dinky condo and a 3,400-square-foot home in D.C. Why doesn't he have a dinky condo in D.C. and a 3,400-square-foot home in California? I'm curious. Now, the report says that tax records showed that he paid California property taxes using the Maryland address. Moreover, they revealed that more records and photos on his social media accounts would show Schiff actually makes his full-time home in Maryland. See, they get to lie and get away with it. Who's going to hold them? Who's going to hold them accountable for all of this? For over a decade, this guy, Adam Schiff, has claimed his primary residence is a 3,400-square-foot home in Maryland. Over a decade. Right? His condo in Burbank. I want you to think about something, guys. His condo in Burbank is 650 square feet. Could you live in 650 square feet? And he claims that his home, well, he doesn't claim, he pays it. He claims that his home is his primary residence. You know why? Because in Maryland, because he's a legislator, they reduced his bill by $7K. Because even though he has to live in Maryland a lot, that's not his primary residence. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Earlier today, the House approved an aid package to Israel, marking the first significant test of Representative Mike Johnson's speakership. The bill, although still faces challenges in becoming law, passed with a vote of 226 to 196. The package aims to provide $14.3 billion to Israel as it expands its military operations in Gaza in response to the unprecedented Hamas terror attack in early October. Donald Trump's two oldest sons have finished their time on the stand in his civil trial in New York City.
Former President Trump's son Eric testified in the civil trial against the Trump Organization on Thursday. That followed testimony from his brother Don Jr. Wednesday.
The banks in question made hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, think about this, right? They are not claiming that they're a victim. They are not saying that they were misled.
It's John Schaefer reporting. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We're back. Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RUALJOE. 855-732-5568. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You know, it makes all the sense in the world. We're talking about Shifty Schiff and how he maintains a 650-square-foot condo in Burbank, California, which is where his area is at. He's never here, so I don't know how he knows what's going on in California. Apparently, he doesn't suffer from the crime wave by any stretch of the imagination. Interesting, you know, they don't live with us. They want to represent us. I don't know how you do that. They're trying to make it sound like they know what's going on. They're with you, but they're not. I mean, seriously. Now, Schiff has signed documents asserting both the Maryland property and the significantly smaller Burbank condo as his primary residence. And the tax records indicate that he paid his California property taxes in 2017 with a check that had his Maryland address on it. It's the only year he paid with a personal check. There's so much going on with him. So much sneaky stuff, so much under the radar stuff, drives me out of my mind. Now, CNN also reports that the records, you know, that list the Schiff's Maryland home as an address, the records are being returned to. So, even when he does business in California... You hear me? Even when he does do business in California, what happens? Honestly. Right? It goes, things are being put back, if you would, or making it look like that, you know, he's in Maryland for honorable causes. Now, it could be a potential scandal, although he is a Democrat, right? He's a great, useful idiot for Joey B. I don't think, you know, all these things that are coming up, yeah, I am, guys. I'm getting a little nuts with them. Because these are, if this was Trump or anybody smelled like Trump or knew how to spell Trump, these guys would be all over it. The scandal could create headaches for Schiff, assuming that Democrat primary voters care at all. In California, they don't. They really don't. If you're a Republican, it's a no vote. If you're a Democrat, it's a yes vote. They don't care if you just got caught, I don't know, skinning cats alive in town square. It really feels that way. Because it doesn't matter who does what or where. They keep voting. Look at the pain that Gavin Newsom has caused in this state. The big pain. Right? And what? He still wins. Didn't even really campaign and he won. Now, he'd be the worst choice. He would be the worst choice for a senator. He was the one who lied about the Russian collusion hoax. Lied. Didn't give misinformation. Can we stop doing that? He lied. It's been discredited. He said he saw proof. Where's the proof? You know, that's what they kept asking him. Where's the proof? It's coming. It's coming. No, actually, no, it didn't. Never did. Just amazing. And yet they still voted him in. I'm telling you, they would vote for their executioner. We've seen it happen over and over and over again. Look at it. I'm sorry to my Jewish friends. Well, I'm kind of sorry. You keep voting Democrat. The majority of you do. Because apparently, Republicans are too intolerable. At least that's what I hear from some of my close Jewish friends. The perception is we don't tolerate. Are you serious? Now, the House of Representatives approved sending $14.3 billion in federal aid dollars to Israel. Now, listen carefully. It was a 226 to 196 vote. Only 12 Democrats joined Republicans to pass it. That your people, because really, the Democrats always talk about who they're for. A lot of Democrats are Jewish. I don't understand. Under the bill brought by the House Republicans, that funding would be reallocated from money that was meant, so it won't cost us anything. Money that was meant for the IRS. Two Republicans voted against the bill, that Marjorie Taylor Greene and Tom Massey. Among the Democrats who voted in favor, Josh Gottmeier, a Democrat out of New Jersey, Jared Moskowitz out of Florida, Jared Golden out of Maine, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Wow, she voted for it. That's a big deal. You know, really. Now, Republicans celebrated the bill's passage with Republican Policy Committee Chairman Gary Palmer. I'd be surprised if it makes it through Senate. Israel has every right to, because they want it tied to Ukraine. Not going to happen. With the piece of legislation, we're helping an ally in need. We're cutting off funding from Joe Biden's weaponized IRS. The funds are better used supporting Israel than being used to support the IRS. Israel's been in open war with Hamas for a while now. If they get the money they need, they get the resources they need, they'll finish this thing in short order. Remember, you senators that are Republicans. Well, how about this? You senators that are American. Remember this. They slaughtered Americans over there, too. That's why we should really be involved. But they slaughtered Americans over there. They weren't there to fight. They weren't there to start a fight. There was no leaflet sent out weeks ahead of time. You know, hey, Israelis, or hey, Americans in Israel, get out, because we only want to kill Jews. Oh, and if you're an American and you're a Jew, please stay. I mean, they're calling for Palestinians and others across the globe to kill Jews. I mean, really? They want humanitarian help to go to Gaza. Well, give it to the Israelis. Let them do the humanitarian help. They weren't the ones cutting off the heads of babies. The bill faces an uncertain future in the Senate, though. Oh, according to the story. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called it a joke. He said, it still mystifies me that at the moment when the world is in crisis. Here's the funny thing about this. We're in deficit. We're bleeding money. Do we need to make sure the IRS has more agents? Or do we need to make sure that Israel has the money? You can go after the agent money after it's already been allocated. You see how they spin this to turn it around? I mean, you really think about this. Schumer says, it still mystifies me to the moment when the world is in crisis at a time when we need help. We need Israel to respond to Hamas. The GOP in the House thought it was a good idea to tie Israel aid to a hard-right proposal that will raise deficit and totally partisan. It won't raise a deficit. It's taking money from something you already said you already allocated. It does nothing to change the bottom line. If it's an Israel, I've been saying this for almost 15 years. We need one-issue bills. Right? The Senate leaders have been pushing for an Israeli package, but they want to include Ukraine. Right? It makes no sense. Then help Israel now. What are you waiting for? It's ridiculous. Biden asked Congress for $106 billion in supplemental funding for a package that covers Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and the U.S. border. Ah, the U.S. border. Not really. We can get to that afterward, too. I love how they throw this stuff around. How is it going to help Taiwan? I want to know. Specifics. Right? The U.S. border, what does that mean? You're actually going to put fences up? You going to put up the wall? Probably not. Don't be seeing your host, Uncle Far. A lot more coming up after the break. You don't want to miss it. Believe me, we'll be back.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Bacino, your host. Pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, again, we were talking about the bill that the Republicans are pushing to Congress to only fund Israel. Now, I've been a proponent forever of only funding, of only pushing through one bill at a time. Really that simple. And or one issue at a time. So if you want a Ukraine bill, put that through. If you want a Taiwanese bill, push that through. If you want to fix the border, push that through. Right? The bill was never about any... There's too much money flying around, people. When you got this much money flying around a place, you're bound to see money falling out of the pockets of some of the politicians. Now, the White House said on Thursday that Biden would veto a standalone Israeli bill because, you know, he doesn't really want to help him. See, this is the thing. You want to help him? Sign the bill. Push it through. Get it done. And then start putting weight on him to do the other ones. Right? Because if you really want to help Israel, shouldn't be dependent on another group, another person, another body. The Office of Management and Budget said the of the legislation is built bad for Israel, for the Middle East region, for our own national security. Why? How about giving us a reason? It's one thing I always hate. They never really do the follow-through. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, if you're going to give Israel money, you give, just for conversation's sake, right? Say you're going to give Israel 25 billion Taiwan, 25 billion whatever, 25, I mean, just pick four. Right? It's $100 billion. What difference does it make whether it's $100 billion in one bill, which is really hard to regulate, to audit, to watch over, or $25 billion in four bills? So they're on the floor a few minutes longer to approve three more bills, then two, then one. Right? It's just amazing. Oh. All right. Students of a high school in Loudoun County Public Schools, they walked out in protest of the district's gender policy that allows non-binary, gender-fluid, and transgender students to use whichever school bathrooms or locker rooms they want to. Almost 100 students at the Woodgrove High School participated in the walkout. They're protesting a policy number 8040, which the Loudoun County School Board implemented in 2021. Now, the students said that they wanted LCPS to revert to a policy that provided female and male-only spaces. So they wanted to be protected. That's amazing. Now, in the locker rooms in the morning, it's an invasion of privacy, as I said before, when men and natural-born males are in our locker rooms. They're showering in the morning. Natural-born females can walk in there as they please. One male high school student told WJLA, local news source, that it's not okay, and it goes against what we believe. You can't protect them, though, right? Female student also told a local news outlet that she stopped using the bathroom at school because the policy for her, in her mind, is a massive safety risk. And they don't seem to care. Now, remember, Loudoun County started all this. Right? It all started in Loudoun County with some of the crazy stuff they were doing. They got conservatives on that board. Where are they? What's going on? We express these concerns, they ignore us, and they write us off. They think we're just right-wing crazies. We don't want to be in danger. They've had girls raped in the bathrooms. Can we just be honest about it? We're sick of being here. We're just being completely ignored. One would not say, I'm telling you right now, half the women in this building feel the same way, she said. We don't use the bathrooms. We hold our pee until we can't. There are girls in physical education class who still get changed in bathroom stalls. They're afraid of who or what might waltz in. Another male student told WJLA that he would like to be able to change after football practice and not feel uncomfortable that other genders are watching him. Anyway, he says, look, I feel the girls are in the same situation. How would you feel if you were female changing with a male? Yes, it's just not cool. Now, some of the counter-protesters waved pride flags. Right? I'm here to support all the children, one of them told the radio station, no matter who they are. Well, if you're there to support all the children, how do you do that? Are you going to support the children who don't want to be exposed to another gender? Or another human who has parts or pieces they don't? One student suggested the entire school should walk out until they decided to do something about it. And this is the one that I know to be true. I've heard this from students in my own area. There are a lot of people who are scared to speak out against it. So they stay inside because they don't want to reap the backlash. And I'm tired of hearing it doesn't exist because it does. You know, as much as they keep talking about whether it's transgender, gay, or lesbian kids, right, that are afraid or whatever to come out, what about these kids? who don't want to share a bathroom. But they don't want to be railed against. They don't want to be pounded. I mean, it's got to work both ways. It's got to be fair and equal, or it doesn't belong. Really, seriously. Recently, an anthropologist came forward and said, hey, transgenderism is throwing science off the rails. That's from Elizabeth Weiss. She's an anthropologist professor at San Jose State University. He said the activists have taken over the field of anthropology and dismissing facts about biological sex. When they find these bodies, when they see what's going on, they just totally blow out, don't care that there is a difference. That's not real. What am I missing here? Is that real? No, it's not. And somebody needs to say something. Somebody needs to change it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-563. I got so much stuff coming up. I even keep forgetting about it. You guys have sent me a lot of great stories, by the way. all right, what do we got here? Oh, this is always good. You know who You know who Eric Adams is, right? Yeah, of course you do. Well, Eric Adams ditches Biden's migrant talks. Why? Because the FBI is raiding his camp. They are raiding his campaign aide's home because of foreign cash that went all over the place. Got thrown everywhere. New York mayor flew to Washington, D.C. and then headed right back home before the evening meeting. New York Eric Adams flew right back. He canceled meetings with the Biden administration officials to address the migrant crisis that he said is destroying the Big Apple. But this came as word came that the FBI was raiding the home of his top fundraiser. Ooh. In the early morning raid of the Adams campaign aide, it's part of a bigger corruption, public corruption probe by Manhattan federal prosecutors into whether his 2021 mayoral bid accepted foreign money in coordination with a Brooklyn construction company. Right? So the Turkish government was involved with this Brooklyn construction company who were involved with getting money to his campaign. Now, Adams' re-election campaign has paid Suggs close to $100,000 in the last year for her role as a fundraiser. She was paid $50,000 for the role the first time around with him. Now, you know, again, these probes or these fraud probes, they can be a big deal. They don't do it they usually don't do it without having something to work with, unless you're a Republican, then that's different. The search warrant sought evidence on the theft of federal funds and conspiracy to steal federal funds, wire fraud and wire fraud conspiracy. Now, I'd like to know what the steal federal funds and the theft of federal funds is. Right? Really, seriously. Now, the sad part about this is Adams was pushing, beating pavement, beating meat to get this meeting with Biden and team. Months. And then he had to turn around and leave. Adams said, we're still getting no support on this national crisis. We're spending all the money here in New York. Well, hey, how do you know, you were quick to nail Texas, Florida, Arizona, all those states. You were quick to nail them to have to pick up the cost. And now you're complaining about it? I'm just curious. The Legal Aid Society, the Coalition for the Homeless, said that Adams was villainizing people who fled unimaginable situations in their home country. Yeah, I'm looking at some of those people. I don't know who you're talking about. It isn't them. Joe Mancini, your host. A lot coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. Get yourself a drink. Come on back. Throw your feet up and take a listen. We'll be back in a little bit.